In 1888, two young brothers came to Olney from Colchester. They were John William and Edwin, the sons of William Soman and Susanna, née Rudkin. Their father, a solicitor's managing clerk in Colchester, together with his sons, had purchased No. 32 Market Place, previously No. 33, from the owner, Mr. Thomas Cooper, and they planned to develop the existing ironmongery business into a much larger concern. Records indicate that there had been an ironmongery shop there since at least 1757, when Mr. Joseph Palmer owned the business. The Somans began trading in January 1889. The photograph was possibly taken during the first year of trading. Expanding their business, Somans bought No. 33 in or around 1900. They demolished the building and built an extensive three-story property on the site. The new shop opened for trade on the 27th of June, 1904. The following photograph shows the new shop front at No. 33, fitted with large plate glass windows, surely unusual at the time for such a small rural town. Incidentally, the children in the foreground are known to be Soman children, Ronald and John on the right, and possibly Arthur and Philip on the left. There is no doubt that the centrepiece of Soman's business was the imposing three-story ironmongery shop, the front of which can still be seen on the south side of the marketplace. No. 33 is now occupied by Costa Coffee. Soman's china shop was to the left of this building, and to the right, the garage entrance, and then the radio shop. All in all, a very large shop front. One of Soman's sales slogans was, "We sell anything from a tic-tac to a combine harvester." And another, "If you can think of it, Somans probably sell it." The name Soman was inlaid in mosaic on the porch floor in front of the main door of the ironmongery shop. This mosaic is clearly visible today. On opening the door, the air was redolent with the smell of dusty iron fittings, seed potatoes, and other corn products indicating the agricultural nature of this rural town. On entering, a particularly large, long counter dominated the right-hand side of the shop. Behind this counter, the wall was covered with wooden drawers, containing all manner of items for sale. At the far end of the counter was the staircase leading to the other two floors. The ironmongery shop sold household goods, such as saucepans, pudding basins, baking tins, cutlery, glassware, dusters, shoe polish, washing baskets, irons, kettles, and thermos flasks. Miscellaneous items included penknives, tennis rackets, cricket bats and balls, wallpaper, which had to be ordered from sample books, paint, fireplaces, pedigree prams, shotgun cartridges, fishing rods and tackle, garden equipment, screwdrivers, hammers, saws, lawnmowers, calico gas heaters and toys, electric fires and hairdryers. Many of these things could also be repaired in the workshops at the rear. Somans could supply the town with just about anything, including the kitchen sink. In the 1950s, Somans employed around 50 people, including apprentices, and consequently had a significant influence on the well-being of the town. Although the tannery employed more workers and was probably the largest employer in Olney, Soman's pay and working conditions were generally average for the town, but with few benefits and no sick pay scheme. Soman's employees did not have to clock in. Mr. Stanley Wheatman Lord was appointed the general manager of Soman's in January 1927, according to Mr. J.J. Garner's diaries, and was undoubtedly the boss. After the Soman brothers retired, Mr. Lord became the managing director. He lived at Branksea, 122 High Street, next to the former Brock's garage. He eventually became an alderman and died in Olney in the 1960s, shortly after his wife's death. In its later years, Soman's ironmongery shop was not always best known for its speedy service to its customers. There were too many little hidey holes into which the shop sales staff could disappear. But the office girls always knew where to find them and winkled them out. In the 1950s, the whole enterprise was known colloquially as Slowman's, so no one needed to be in a hurry when shopping there. Nevertheless, the company was, in effect, both an emporium and an institution that served Olney and the surrounding areas very well for more than 70 years. The atmosphere in Soman's was invariably friendly and informal, and staff morale was usually good. But then, of course, superstores, health and safety regulations, and political correctness had not come along to change the way we shop, work and live. When talks were in progress with Burgesses of Stafford regarding a possible takeover, the staff were not kept informed. However, the takeover did take place, and the business did continue for several more years until it finally closed in 1984. Today, in spite of many changes, the original Soman's buildings still remain. But the 2007 photograph, shown on our website below, shows how the shop fronts and traffic had changed up to that year.